Before she was a Supreme Court Justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a law professor at Rutgers University from 1963 to 1972. WSHU's Davis Donovan spoke with one of her former students, who's now a law professor at Quinnipiac University.
Marilyn Ford grew up in Arkansas in St. Louis, Missouri. She was a student at the University of Iowa when she learned about Ginsburg and other professors at Rutgers who were on the forefront of the civil rights movement.
Being an African-American, I was really more concerned about African-American rights. I had watched the sit-ins, the lay-ins, pray-ins. My dad was a minister. I still had memory of white-only lunch counters, white-only schools, sitting in the back of the bus and all of that. And I wanted to be a civil rights lawyer. Justice Ginsburg made it quite clear that oppression of any group is oppression of all. Whether you were African-American, whether you were a woman, whether you're LGBT, whatever, unless everybody had their civil liberties, nobody had the civil liberties.
What was she like as a professor?
I want to really talk about her more as a mentor. She would have small sections, sessions with students generally and women in particular. And that's really where you got the flavor of Justice Ginsburg, when she talked about equality, when she talked about fighting for the rights of others, when she talked about speaking up, when she talked about being principled, having a position, and being able to dissent without being an obstructionist. She was a mentor, she was a teacher, she was a life coach, committed to teaching students, helping to mold young minds, helping to make young attorneys. And then what you saw on the Supreme Court, that justice who would write the opinion, but also that justice who would dissent when she didn't feel that the other eight or the other members of the courts were getting it right.
What was it like to see her go on and accomplish what she did as a Supreme Court justice?
It made me very proud that I'd been able to sit at her feet, you know, and learn from her. And I wasn't surprised. She was brilliant. She was ambitious, not in a bad way, and she was fierce. So I knew that whatever she put her mind to, she would achieve.
What would you like to see as her legacy now that she's gone?
I would like to see the way she lived her life and the way she used her power as a jurist to continue. She was always an advocate for the best of humanity. She was fervently committed to civil liberties and making sure that the words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence actually had real meaning, that everybody had the right to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. She believed in the Constitution and its principles. I would like to see the next appointee have the same commitment to the Constitution and to the principles that were articulated in our documents to come to fruition. People talk about her as being a role model for women. She was a role model and inspiration for everybody.
Marilyn Ford is a law professor at Quinnipiac University who specializes in civil rights and Native American law. She's a graduate of Rutgers University and a former student of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg died Friday at the age of 87. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.